Why the bat population is seeing record declines and what we can do to help keep these flying mammals around. Bats may not seem so scary when we realize their important role in agriculture. We know they can keep crop-destroying pests under control. They're also great pollinators, too. Unfortunately, bat populations are on the decline. Some scientists blame the high uses of chemicals in pesticides. They claim that pesticides frequently sprayed on crops don't always kill the insects immediately. Then when the insects are eaten by bats, small amounts of the pesticide build up and eventually reach levels that kill these small mammals. These declines have left the remaining bat population more vulnerable to severe impacts of disease outbreaks, such as white nose syndrome disease, which is named for the white fungus that infects the skin of the muzzle, ears, and wings of the hibernating bats. Colonies infested with the disease have only an average of 30% survival rate. There are some ways we can help the bat species worldwide. One way is to donate to programs that promote scientific research on bats and bat conservation, as well as education, such as Bat Conservation International. Another way is to provide a safe space for these creatures to live in your backyard or garden. By adding a bat box, we'll not only give them a safe space to live in, but it will also help your garden with pest control. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.